Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.
Sanjay Bardo Dane Jabzo Je Dage Jinso Jibe Senan Dola Benz Sanjay Dabar Sho Sanjay Chudan Soje Chonam Sanjay Bardo Dane Jabzo Je Dola benzer sanjen dobar şo semcen damce devat deve judan dembar curce dumar dan dumar ci juda Niren çağday nidan çağvay danyan cembola nevay curc. Simcen damce devadan deve cudan dembarır curce dungarıdan dungarır. Cudan çağvarır curce dungar mebe deva dambat. Min dava curce niren çağday nidan çağvay. Tanyo cembola nebay George Semcen damce devadan deve cud Dembarır George dungarıdan dungarıcı cudan Çavarır George dungar mebe devadan bağdan Mindarva George nirin çadan Tanyo cembola nebay jorje parden zavr lama rambo dagi cıvır Okay. So once again, we begin with the meditation instruction. Yesterday, we have discussed just on the one point, that one technique, which is commonly used for the Shenan meditation. So that technique is, as I mentioned, simply being with your body sensation, mind just, you know, be and keep with this body sensation, be aware. As long as possible, you do that. And that means your mind is simply being here with your body sensation. It is so calm, with relaxed, and also with the like a joyfully mind stay here with your body. So in that moment, you're supposed to not thinking other anything. Mind totally free from thought, conceptual. And that we're trying to mind keep into the silent. That is the first technique that we have discussed yesterday.
Donc déjà, la première chose que je voudrais dire, c'est qu'on a modifié l'installation. Du coup, vous pouvez poser des questions et parler. Les sons n'est pas coupé en ce qui vous concerne. Donc, le Kempo nous dit qu'hier, on a évoqué surtout le point de la pacification, d'être dans la sensation du corps et de l'esprit, et d'être conscient aussi longtemps que possible de notre état. L'esprit est là avec les sensations, il reste là dans la joie. Et on ne pense à rien d'autre, il n'y a aucun point conceptuel, aucune pensée conceptuelle qui apparaît.
And today we begin with another technique for the Shen meditation. Probably you have already knew about that. That is the something like, you know, that's a focus or aware of the breath. So that is the second what we're going to discuss today in this morning. Breath here means just, you know, very natural, gentle breathing, exhale, inhale, as usual, in a natural way. At the same time, what we should do is mind gently place on the breath. Mind, your mind, pay attention to the breath. Don't move away from the breath. Just like, you know, breathing, exhale, inhale. Just mind simply be with the breath. Particularly the sensation of the breath come out of the nostril. Constantly you be aware. It is exactly the same as yesterday we have discussed on the, you know, body sensation. The technique, what we are using here, this breath is a very well-known methods for the Shen meditation, also mindfulness. Here, the main point is our mind should be free from thought, concepts, any ideas, noisy, while you are being aware of the breath. Only you can have just this awareness presence of the breath. Besides that, there's nothing happened in the mind. Okay? There's no self-conversation, and the talking to something noisy is not going on. Just simply be aware of the breath. Very gently, very smoothly, very softly.
Aujourd'hui, on va voir un autre point sur la méditation de la pacification, c'est poser l'esprit sur la respiration, être conscient de notre respiration de façon très naturelle. On ne modifie pas la respiration. L'esprit se place tranquillement sur la respiration en inhalant et en expirant. Et on est dans l'esprit est dans la sensation de cette respiration qui sort et qui rentre par les narines. Donc c'est une méthode très connue pour la pleine conscience. Et là, on veut que l'esprit soit complètement libre des pensées. Enfin, on veut pas, ça se fait tout seul. L'esprit est complètement libre des pensées pendant qu'on est posé sur la respiration. Il ne se passe rien dans l'esprit, il n'y a pas de bruit, pas de bavardage. Ça se fait tranquillement, de façon douce, facile, égal.
So here you should find yourself how much you should to pay attention with the breath. Like, you know, there's a, if your mind is okay with meditation, your mind is in the silent, then you're trying to release the pay attention, means you're trying to release concentrate, not too much concentrate on the breath. Okay, trying to just, you know, there's a release that concentration. More, you know, there's a trying to being in silence, feel the silence. If your mind start to be in agitation, or maybe sometimes in the dullness taking place in your mind, then you should build up alerts, little bit alert, alertness, more, you know, concentrate on the breath. Like, you know, you should know how to handle, to make balance.
C'est trop près, comme ça. Donc, on doit trouver jusqu'à quel point on doit être attentif ou pas à notre respiration. On doit le trouver nous-mêmes. En fait, si notre esprit est posé et qu'il est c'est un esprit silencieux, on peut relâcher la concentration, l'attention sur la respiration. Par contre, si on est dans la torpeur, il faut raviver l'esprit et être plus attentif à la respiration. C'est à nous à trouver l'équilibre.
So here, let's say, like, you know, that's where you are concentrated or observe the breath, and you should find mind is quite, you know, the quiet and relaxed and peaceful. Okay, that background of this concentration. Mind is totally in the silent, totally peaceful. You should find that. I hope you understand that. You are more concentrated or observe the breath. At the same time, you experience mind is total, calm, relax. It's go to the balance together. You know, that's like, you know, it's go together.
Quand on observe la respiration, il faut trouver un aspect calme, paisible et détendu. L'esprit est silencieux, donc on doit arriver à ça. Et donc, on est en même temps concentré sur l'observation de la respiration, et en même temps, l'esprit doit être calme, détendu. Tout ça, ça va ensemble.
So we begin with some minutes and meditation, and let me see, okay?
On va commencer à méditer de cette façon-là.
So, the observed breath is one of the best techniques for Shini meditation, as I mentioned. So, when you observe the breath, if you feel a little bit tired with the, you know, constantly observe, constantly, you know, aware of the breath, then you can shift your attention to the body also time to time. It's, you can do alternatively. For instance, you are totally silent, your mind, but at the same time, you constantly, continuously observe your breath, aware of the breath. And eventually, it's maybe you feel a little bit tired, a little bit, you know, that's a, yeah, it's a feel a little bit tired. In that case, you should do shift observation to your body and feel that body sensation, be aware of the body sensation, just be silent mind. With silent. It mind totally silent, mind totally calm and relaxed where you are observed body sensation. As long as you possible, you stay there. Feel easy. Don't make sophisticated in the mind.
Donc, quand on observe l'observation de la respiration, poser l'esprit en observant la respiration, c'est une des meilleures techniques pour la méditation de la pacification. Donc, quand on est fatigué un peu d'être attentif tout le temps à la respiration, on peut en alternance se poser sur le corps. Donc, on passe à l'observation du corps et être en conscience des sensations du corps avec un esprit silencieux, calme, détendu, autant qu'on le peut. Il faut être à l'aise et pas dans des complications, des sophistications. Alors, je voudrais juste ajouter, Véronique, il faut fermer le micro parce que ça fait des interférences. Merci beaucoup.
What?
Then someone
had said microphone open, so I kept closing it, and then she would open it again and close it. So, when you do this kind of meditation, using with the technique. Of course, not only you're trying to keep mind silent, non-conceptual state of mind, but at the same time, trying to have some sort of joy experience and deep in your mind. You should know that and together, mind is totally in silence without having any kind of conceptual thoughts arise in your mind. But in the deep that silence, it's some sense of joy. You should to feel that where you are meditating. Okay? So here, the technique is just, you know, that's of the breathing and the body sensation is just technique. It is not so important. The important mind itself. Mind should to keep in the thoughtless states and calm, relaxed, and joyful experience. That's important. That should be familiar, get used in your mind. That sense of calm, relaxed, sense of joy, sense of peaceful, that should be the object to achieve. So that way one should to maintain that kind of mind, let it make familiarize in your mind.
Dans ce type de méditation, on essaye de garder l'esprit silencieux et sans concept, et on va avoir des expériences de joie. Donc, en fait, quand on arrive à un esprit silencieux, on va avoir des expériences de joie. Donc, la technique de poser l'esprit sur la respiration, c'est pas ça qui est important. Ce qui est important, c'est le silence, le calme, la joie, et il faut s'habituer et se familiariser avec ce calme et cette paix intérieure. C'est ça qu'il faut atteindre et essayer de se maintenir dans ce type d'esprit posé.
This particular technique, like you know, this aware of the breath or observe the breath is should to take a long period of time, means it's not something to do with it temporarily, but it is should to know that it is keep continue as long as possible. This is very good. Means even you practice meditation like 10 years, but still it is good for you if you time to time come back with breath, just breath, you know, time to time. It's very good. You know, that's a, in many cases, in that case, you do not need to have a cushion for the sitting. Just, you know, that in any case, you can be with breath, aware of the breath in a short period of time. Maybe, you know, that's 1 minute or maybe even a half minutes. Just, you know, as many as you can. Just breath, be with breath. As long as you be able to be aware of the breath, your mind totally fall into the silent, joyful, relaxed state of mind. See, that is the important for the meditator. This technique to aware of the breath is not for the beginners, actually. It is something, you know, that's working all the way until realized. Always it is useful, always useful. Okay.
Donc cette technique d'observation de la respiration, on peut s'y entraîner pendant très longtemps. Même après 10 ans, c'est bon de revenir sur la respiration de temps en temps. Mais on n'est pas obligé d'être assis sur le coussin. On peut se poser partout sur la respiration, même juste 1 minute ou 30 secondes. Et donc l'esprit se calme, il est détendu et en paix. C'est ça qui est important pour le méditant. Et cette technique n'est pas que pour le débutant. En fait, c'est une technique qu'on peut utiliser du débutant jusqu'à ce qu'on atteigne l'éveil.
Okay, first that all. One more meditation, okay? Then we continue. Any the questions? There's no question, yeah, right now? Good.
Donc on va encore s'entraîner et il n'y a pas de questions pour le moment.
Here we have the instruction with this aware of the breath. When you meditate in that way, eventually when you find your mind is doing okay, means mind is simply being in the presence, and you know, calm, relaxed experience come to you, then you should to try to release effort. Less effort is better. Trying to release effort to focus to the breath. Trying to release effort to focus to body sensation. It's less effort. Effort should be less and lesser. And eventually you should manage effortlessly being in the presence of calm, relaxed mind. Okay? For the beginner, when you begin, you need some amount of effort. Always need, without effort, mind is losing out of the meditation. With effort, you be aware of the breath. You be aware of body sensation. After all, quite long time practice in that way, naturally your mind working. Mind is working okay. Mind is being in the quite, you know, calm, peaceful, thoughtless experience, then don't build up effort. Effortless is always the best way to meditate.
Donc là, on a eu des instructions sur comment se poser sur la méditation. Quand on médite de cette façon, l'esprit finalement est calme, détendu, et on fait des expériences. Et à ce moment-là, on peut faire moins d'efforts pour porter son attention sur la respiration et sur son corps. On fait de moins en moins d'efforts, et au bout d'un certain temps, on est dans la présence sans effort. Par contre, le débutant a besoin de faire des efforts, sinon il perd la méditation. Et après un temps assez long de méditation, l'esprit fonctionne bien, il est calme et dans la paix, et dans ce cas-là, on n'a plus besoin de faire d'efforts.
What we should to achieve out of the meditation is mind being effortless, it's all natural. Mind being effortlessly, it's all natural. That is what we should to achieve out of the meditation. In order to achieve that state, first we have to have some kind of effort. Some kind of technique should be used. And we should know that eventually effort is not needed there. Effort is always some kind of artificial, involved artificial. As long as effort is involved in your meditation, but still your mind is not in the natural state of being, it is some kind of put in the rule, regulation, discipline. natural mind is totally free from this category of discipline, rule. So that is how we should achieve the next time. Slowly, slowly, we will be able to achieve that state, meditative experience.
Ce qu'on doit atteindre dans la méditation, c'est un esprit qui est naturellement de lui-même dans son état naturel. Au début, on est obligé de faire des efforts et à un moment donné, on n'a plus besoin de faire d'efforts. En fait, l'effort implique un artifice, une fabrication. Et donc, on n'est pas dans l'état naturel. C'est une forme de discipline, de règle, dont l'état naturel est complètement dépourvu. Et donc, c'est vers cet état sans règle et sans discipline que l'on doit tendre.
So these are the instructions I just given you. You should keep in your mind and continue apply this instruction during the meditation. As I mentioned yesterday, these instructions not only for in the present this moment, but it works for the future when you practice always if you keep in mind. I would like to go step by step, okay? Today and tomorrow, even day of tomorrow, there are some different steps come up to the, you know, a final stage of meditation. So I'm trying to give you very essential short way to instruct on all these things, but you do not need to apply everything right now and keep in your mind. Right now, you should know which instructions suitable to you. You should know it by yourself. Teacher don't know your mind, okay? You only know by yourself, your mind, what kind of instruction suitable to you. Work more workable to your meditation. You work with this instruction and slowly, slowly be able to make progress. You can change a little bit, you know, the techniques, process. Like, for instance, right now we are talking about more observe of the physical sensation and breathing. This sensation, be aware of that. That is a more or less a beginner stuff. Eventually, when you get used to it, when you're familiar with this practice, you do not need that always. You can slowly merge to the other dimensions experience of the meditation. So yeah, you should know, okay, you should know what kind of technique is most suitable to you. For instance, some of you may, you know, that's easy to being aware of your physical sensation where you meditate. That way of the meditation, mind keep in silence, calm, relaxed. Then you stay with that. Others may, you know, that's breathing. Aware of the breathing is more, you know, that's effective. To your mind, keep in silent, relaxed mind. You should keep in that, you know, technique. And some of you may need more effort with this technique, more concentrate, more effort. In that case, you should do that, more effort. And the other case, you feel no need much effort, release effort, reduce the effort. And when you reduce the effort, you see the mind still being calm and relaxed and peaceful. Then you know that you should know that you go in that way.
Ces instructions, comme l'a déjà dit le Kenpo hier, on doit les garder dans notre esprit et les mettre en application. Et ce sont des instructions pour toujours. En fait, Là, dans les enseignements, on progresse étape par étape chaque jour jusqu'à ce qu'on soit à l'étape finale de la méditation, mais on n'appliquera pas toutes ces instructions maintenant. On doit savoir par nous-mêmes ce que nous pouvons appliquer, ce qui nous convient, ce qui convient à notre méditation. Par exemple, certains peuvent observer de façon simple les sensations physiques et donc ils sont familiarisés avec ça. Et puis, quand on est débutant, et après quand on est, on n'en a plus besoin. Et on peut avoir, se diriger vers d'autres façons de méditer, d'autres expériences. Donc on doit savoir ce qui nous convient. Pour certains, c'est facile d'être conscient des sensations du corps. Pour d'autres, c'est plutôt être conscient des sensations de la respiration. Et donc, c'est à chacun de sentir ce qui lui convient et ce qui permet de garder l'esprit silencieux. Certains ont besoin de faire beaucoup d'efforts et d'autres, dans d'autres cas, moins d'efforts en gardant l'esprit calme. Donc, c'est vraiment à nous de savoir où on en est et quelles sont les instructions qui nous conviennent.
So we're going to meditate a little short in 15 minutes. 15 minutes more, okay. Okay, so that's all in the morning section. See you evening.
Bon, c'est tout pour la session de ce matin et on se revoit ce soir.
Thanks, Lama. Thank you.